from the Red Velvet Cake Studio. Roland Martin, good morning.
I feel like I need polyester on that song. Come on. It's a platforms, you know? I'm telling you, got that Austin Powers feel to it. All right, certainly glad to be here, folks, talking to the Dallas Bar Association today, the Diversity Council. So looking forward to that. Also, my niece Lizzie, Tom, she got mad. Her nephew, her brother got a shout out. Her birthday was yesterday, so Lizzie, you get a shout out. Now shut up. All right, then.
Can you feel the love? Oh,
come on, come on. You gotta smack the little kids around. All right, you know, we were talking the other day. I think we were off air talking about John Embry, the brother who was the head football coach at Colorado, fired after 2 seasons. Of course, Turner Gill, who was at Buffalo last year, fired after 2 seasons. And obviously, a lot of people, we're talking about it, what's going on. So we reached out to Floyd Keith, executive director of the Black Coaches and Administrators. Floyd?
Good morning, Roland.
Hey, man.
Hi,
Tom. How you doing? How you doing, Doc? Let me talk to you beforehand. And here's what's interesting. Bill McCartney, who used to be the coach at Colorado, he went off yesterday, Floyd, by saying Black coaches do not get a fair shot. What happened to this man is shameful. Anybody at Colorado should blast the administration for what they did. He said he did not get a fair shot. And I said on CNN, a Black coach got to be Jesus and perform a Lazarus-like effect on some of these schools. And so you talked to John. How is he feeling? And your thoughts on this whole thing?
Well, to start with, of course, you know, John's discouraged, and rightfully so. I mean, he's a CU alum, and he had a distinguished career, and the lack of patience that was exhibited by the administration there is just appalling. And at the end of the day, he inherited a program that was losing, and the cupboard was bare.
Now, Floyd, you being nice, they were terrible.
Well, you got that right, and I was I had coached there, so I understand that situation. And he had 8 seniors. That's all, and he had no significant leadership, and so he's playing. He was allowed to recruit for 2 years, so that means he's playing with true freshmen, a redshirt freshman, and sophomores. So you need at least a minimum of 4 years to recruit. I mean, for a down program. I mean, he didn't inherit a team that had won a championship or who was perennially up at the top of their conference. Well, so he wasn't even allowed to realize the potential of at least 4 recruiting layers, which everyone should be. He had to start 6 to 8 true freshmen every game, and 29 of his first 44 in the 2 deep were sophomores. So, okay. Yeah, you're not going to win a lot of games like that. And when he was hired, they told him he'd be given time to turn it around. They asked him to clean up the program and the image.
Did they specify how much time that
they gave him a 5-year contract.
Well, they gave him a contract for 5 years. Right. Yeah. Now,
was it understood five, or was it like, hey?
No, it's a contract.
What, did he get paid for the three years that he did?
It's a $1.5 million buyout.
Okay.
But here's what's interesting, though. So now they're looking for a new coach, Tom. Mm-hmm. So they were paying him $740,000-some-odd. Now they were saying, oh, we're going to have to pay the new coach at least $2 million a year.
Yeah. Well,
Okay. You know me. I'm one of the first to play the race card. But I also play the money card.
True.
Yeah. Follow the money. Now, NCAA football is huge money.
Right.
You got to have a win.
Right.
And you got to win quickly.
But if you got nothing.
Because if you don't win, the school loses money.
But if
Tom,
you have, right.
If you have nothing, that he just laid it out there for you. Roland said, 8 seniors, no leadership, and you have to have the recruiting behind
Roland,
you.
Yeah. Roland, Tom, let me throw another thing out to you. And I think here's 2 classic examples of why this is a problem. The previous coach, Dan Hawkins, had 2 losing seasons in his first 2 years. They renegotiated his contract and gave him additional upgrades, and he had a contract. They had patience with him for 5 years. They didn't do the same for an alum and a person of color after 2 and inherited a train wreck. So, and in the history of the NCAA on the FBS level, we've had 46 coaches of color, and only one, which is Tyrone Willingham, ever lost a job and then has been rehired in the FBS.
1 for 46.
Yeah, you can follow the money if you want to, but I'm following the race card on this one.
Now, the other thing.
I'm playing both of them. You know, I'm Trump tight.
And Tom, the bad part is black coaches only get shot mostly at schools that suck.
Yeah.
Roland, our report card's coming out today. And, Tom, you guys can. It's coming out on www.bcasports.org. And it'll show all the backdrop and all of the research on the last hires for the last year.
All right. Well, Keith, we appreciate it, man. Thanks a lot. Great job. Keep up the fight.
All right, 23 past the hour.